no sunshine when she's gone.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always
gone. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, TGIF. We're in God's country. And we are in the third CD, and I've been joined at the table at Buzzard Billy's here. If you're coming up for the convention, certainly enjoy the victuals here. 222 Pearl Street. I've enjoyed many meals here. I got Deb McGrath. She is a congressional candidate, a former CIA officer, an Army officer. Deb, we've got to start, though. And we've met, and I appreciate you joining me here and closer to home for you. But we got to talk about Roe v. Wade. We've got to talk about the breaking news. What was your reaction?
Oh, my. I'm so angry. And this is a fundamental attack on our freedoms. And this is the government taking away control of our bodies and giving it to politicians and our privacy. This is an attack on privacy. And so, to me, I'm a mother. This is personal, but then I can also understand how this is going to affect economic choices for the rest of people's lives. We have got to codify Roe v. Wade. We have to elect people up and down the ballot, like me, who are going to make this a center part of their platforms and who are going to get this done. DVO, who I'm running against, has called abortion genocide. The reason I'm in this race is because I am running against an insurrectionist who is against the right to choose. And I'm gonna beat him. And we've got to take this seat away from him.
Deb, here in the state of Wisconsin, there's really no legislative remedy under the current makeup of the Wisconsin Assembly and the Senate. The Democrats too far in the minority. There can only be a congressional and a senatorial, a federal remedy. If it is not codified, abortion will remain illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Effectively, since this morning, abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin.
It's horrifying. And that is why this is so important. When I talk to people in the third CD, this is one of the major issues that people have been worried about. And that is why this election is so important. We have got to get people like me elected to get this done in Congress. And we've got to work across the aisle to show that this is important to the entire country.
Deb, I've seen your new campaign ad, and I got to tell you, you're ballsier than I would be. You jumped out of an airplane, and I know you've got a military background, but they don't make you do that at boot camp. You also have a CIA background, so risky ad, both literally and figuratively, and I think it plays great. You're obviously very proud of it. What motivated you to jump out of an airplane for a campaign ad?
Mike, I wanted to show the grit and determination that it takes to fight for our rights, and that I don't just talk about it, I do it. And I had been a jumper when I was young, almost 40 years ago.
Oh, so you
officer.
Have jumped.
But, it, right.
You were crazy since way back.
But this is about taking it to, this is about showing up. This is about showing that I will do whatever it takes for the people of Wisconsin, and I will do whatever it takes for our country. We are in an existential point in our history. The radical right agenda is going to take away our rights, and we are going to have to do everything we can to fight for them. I'm ready. I've battle tested. I'm ready to fight.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are live, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Buzzard Billy's Bar and Saloon, and, you know, good food here as well. Got a fine guest at the table. We welcome back Deb McGrath, Deb Baldus McGrath. You got a little politics in the family name. Deb is seeking the third congressional CD nomination. And, Deb, this breaking news has to shake up the Democratic Party convention. I would hope there has been some strategery behind closed doors that, you know, the Dems have a clear vision. But, Deb, what would your message to the Democratic Party be at this time? Not just for your own campaign, but for the broader campaigns of all Dems.
That Wisconsin carried this nation. In the election in 2020, we carried this nation. And once again, we must carry this nation. We need to elect strong voices that are going to go to Congress, that are going to go to the Senate, and are going to stand up for this right. We did a poll. There's a poll that's out there that shows that this issue is the winning issue that can take over the Republican, that far-right Republican strategy. That this is the thing that can be polarizing, and we have got to stand up for our rights. We keep talking about it.
Deb, I heard you mention the presumptive Republican nominee and that he has no competitors. Derek Van Orden, he came very close to beating Ron Kind, and after he lost, I went out to D.C. with some of his campaign money and decided to join in the insurrection against what the peaceful transfer of power was. You know, claims he was, you know, just an observer out there. But Deb, subsequent, the guy has gotten caught trying to go through an airport with a loaded pistol. I would say there's something of a track record here. But in light of the January 6th hearings, and you've pledged, you've said your oath to the Constitution, as have I, as once upon a time did Derek Van Orden. Anyone that's ever said that pledge, how can they find themselves in the role as insurrectionist?
You and I have talked about this. We have a moral obligation to that pledge for the rest of our lives, to protect and defend the Constitution. And that when we think about someone who retired from the military and was at the insurrection, and then the hypocrisy of even lying about it later. And then, as you mentioned, the pattern. The persecution of an LGBTQ teen in Prairie du Chien in the library. The fact that he's called abortion genocide. The fact that he's been busting up school board meetings. That this is not just one action. In the book that he wrote, you know, that he talked about sexual harassment, and you and I know and how that the codifying what the regulations are in the military. So this is someone who doesn't respect our rights and will not respect our electoral system. We can't have him in Congress. We have to elect somebody who's going to have common sense solutions and principled leadership. Me.
Deb McGrath, a fine candidate, third congressional, third CD. First, you got to win the nomination. And we're here in God's country. We're here in La Crosse. The third CD includes Eau Claire and big parts of western Wisconsin, and then dips up and grabs Stevens Point, right? So, here's my question of you. I've spent a little bit of time in the third CD, at least this week. What are the issues most important that you've been hearing on the campaign trail?
Great question, because we have really been reaching out to voters in the places where they are so that we can hear what their needs are. And certainly they're struggling. They're struggling with inflation. They're struggling with gas prices and drug prices. Prescription drug prices have been a perennial problem. And then, of course, the climate change that's really affecting our farmers. And so we have got to make changes for these, and we've got to attack the big corporate greed that is also a big part of this. So that's what I'm going to be focused on.
Deb, define how the weather is affecting the farmers. I got to admit, I'm not. It's been a long time since I spent time on a farm. So what are they telling you? What is the weather differently? How's it affecting their crops or their ability to plant? What's happening on the farm?
Well, certainly it's weather and inflation right now. And so right now the record heat has been very difficult for farmers. They've got to keep their cattle cold and for them to be able to milk. And it's very difficult that they've got to get more water and irrigation, and all of that is more expensive right now. And so the fertilizer and all the inputs have been more expensive. Gas prices are more expensive. So they have to change crops. They have to be sustainable and innovative. A lot of farmers are putting in solar power, for instance, to diversify. So they're innovative, but we've got to help them. They need investment, and they need our partnership with our private and public and academic partnership.
Well, Deb, we're losing a lot of the family farms here in the state of Wisconsin rapidly. My understanding, the family farms are being consolidated and gobbled up into bigger corporate entities, if you will. I understand it's a tradition. Is it the future of farming? Is there a way to preserve the local farm, the back 40. How do we keep that as part of this Western Wisconsin tradition?
Well, I believe it is by investments to help them be able to make the choices themselves. There are many farmers who will say, okay, I don't have somebody to pass on this farm to, and I'm older now, and I will pass it on. But if they want to keep that farm, do they turn it into an organic farm? Do they input things like solar or wind power? Do they have new ways of bringing in innovative ideas like the chances to lower their carbon footprint and to make their costs lower and to have new containers to pack that get their beans and things to market and go into consortiums? But a lot of this is by letting them have the choices, giving them the investments so that they can make those choices.
Deb, here in La Crosse, I've been Deb Baldus McGrath. She is a congressional candidate in the 3rd CD, and we're sitting here in the 3rd in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I've got to tell you, I've been pleasantly surprised by sort of the rejuvenation of Main Street. And my big contention is, you know, big corporations are not good for Main Street. Well, Main Street seems to be doing fine here in La Crosse, and I would say it's a more vibrant Main Street than it was when I was here 30 years ago. So what do you think's been working here in Western Wisconsin? I've driven through a few of the small towns this week. A lot of Main Streets seemingly are doing okay post-pandemic. Why do you think that is, and what are we doing right?
Well, I think that this state took a strong emphasis on the COVID investments to be able to make sure that those went to small businesses and that we made sure that people could stay open. And that's what small business owners are telling me, that was vital for them being able to keep themselves open and that they could have, you know, change their businesses up a little bit. Also, the broadband has helped, and the additional 300,000, you know, premises for broadband, but we need to do more. We need to help, we need to make sure that we get high-speed internet out to every small town, because it isn't just about the urban areas. I am so glad, because La Crosse is looking beautiful. Boy, there's not even a place to park out here. But we have got to worry about those small towns, that they feel the same way, because that's where people... That is part of our tradition, that people have that small-town feel as well.
Well, I don't know how we keep the kids on the farm, quote-unquote, if they don't have access to an international economy where they're at. And I think, unfortunately, under the last Republican administration, he rejected a lot of the broadband infrastructure investment here in the state. And I think people that have the benefit of living in Madison or Milwaukee or some of the places where we take it for granted, and even the good cell phone signal in La Crosse, it's been great. But I go even one big city north, Eau Claire has very spotty signal coverage, at least for what I have. And I think to myself, how do you do business if you can't make a cell phone call?
Exactly. And that it costs more for them. And so it's not getting out to those farms and businesses where, say, there's more cows than people. And it costs more. And those kids can't even do their homework at home. They're doing it in the parking lots and are getting hot spots from the schools. And so that has been an additional burden on those communities. So that is, I think, a number one thing that we need to be able to do. To me, I've seen this in other countries. This is like electricity. We've got to be able to get this out to every single person.
Deb Baldus McGrath, you got a shiny new scary campaign video with you jumping out of an airplane. You're here for the Democratic Party convention. You'll give a campaign speech tomorrow night. What time's your speech? And we are going to play many of the speeches out live, and we'll be doing live coverage. But what time will your speech play?
6:15. I hope you won't miss it.
Well, we'll try to dip in and out. We're gonna play some of the speeches. Got a couple of the candidates that aren't going to make it here to Buzzard Billy's. But if people want to support the McGrath campaign, how do they do so?
Deb McGrath for Congress.com and Deb McGrath WI on Twitter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Deb McGrath here. She is a congressional candidate. Final thoughts before we say goodbye to you for now.
I'm Deb McGrath, and I'm running for Congress, and I'll never stop fighting for our democracy. I'll never stop fighting for you.
Well said. Deb McGrath, thank you so much. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. I'm broadcasted live from Buzzard Billy's. If you're coming up to the convention, come see us here, 222 Pearl Street, beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin, God's country. We'll come back. We'll continue the big broadcast. I've got Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chair. We've got Pat Kreitlow, journalist from Up North News. We've got Tom Nelson, and perhaps your phone calls later in the show, 844-967-2789.